What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to Success Story, the most useful podcast in the world. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. The Success Story podcast is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. The HubSpot Podcast Network has other amazing podcasts like No Straight Path, hosted by Ashley Menzies Babatunde. Now, by shedding light on the stories behind the shiny resumes, social media highlights, and job titles, No Straight Path aims to humanize success from the millennial perspective. Featuring guests from all walks of life, No Straight Path aims to inspire conversations around the nuanced perspectives of success. Now, if some of these topics hit home, you're going to love this show. Success is all about maximizing happiness. An interview with Esther Agbaji about finding your voice. Success is communal with Yvonne Doc Aswad. Now, if these topics are interesting to you, make sure to check out No Straight Path wherever you listen to your podcast. Today, my guest is Dean Karnazes, also known as the ultramarathon man or quote unquote, the perfect human. He popularized ultramarathons with his book, Ultramarathon Man, Confessions of an All-Night Runner. He once ran 50 marathons in 50 states in 50 consecutive days, and he has run 350 continuous miles. He is a recipient of the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition Lifetime Achievement Award and one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in the World. He's a New York Times bestselling author, and his latest book is called A Runner's High. He's also an entrepreneur and investor and serves on the board of several startups, including Nix, Biosensors, Outfit, and Speedland. Now, we spoke about personal health and well-being, pushing through barriers and walls, mental state, performance, as well as how to achieve optimal human performance and flow state.
Yeah, so I mean, I used to love to run home from school when I was a young boy, like in kindergarten, literally when I was 5 and 6 years old. I remember sitting in class just being so restless, and when the bell would ring, I would just dash out of there and sprint home. So those are my earliest childhood recollections. I ran competitively when I was in high school on the cross country team, and then I stopped running altogether. And you know, I somehow graduated from high school, I went to college, and then I went to graduate school. And then I decided I need a business degree, so I got an MBA, and I had a very comfortable corporate job in San Francisco. And on the night of my 30th birthday, I was in a bar, you know, doing what a lot of folks do on their 30th birthday. And at midnight, I told my buddies I was leaving. And they said, but, you know, where are you going? Let's have another round of tequila. It's only midnight. It's your 30th birthday. And I said, no, I'm going to run 30 miles right now instead to celebrate my 30th birthday. And they looked at me and they said, but you're not a runner, you're drunk. and I said, I am, but I'm still going to do it. And I'll never forget, I walked out of the bar and I didn't even own running gear, but I had on these comfortable like silk boxer shorts, these silk underwear. So I peeled off my pants and just threw them down the alleyway and stumbled off into the night heading south, knowing that a city called Half Moon Bay was 30 miles away. And I said, you know, just run to Half Moon Bay. And that night forever changed the course of my life. I somehow I made straight through the night and decided the next day I was going to quit my job and become a runner.
How do you even, oh my God, that's such a, you know, like that's the kind of story that gives somebody chills. And I know that if people have, you know, you've written a couple books now and you've told your story. So some people have heard the story before, but if you haven't, that's incredibly inspiring. Now, when you did this, obviously you probably sobered up halfway through and thought, what the hell am I doing? And then you kept going for the other, I don't know, 10, 15 miles, however long it took you to sober up as you're running through the night. But what do you think is that driver? What do you think, you know, is it your mindset that allows you to just do this stuff? Because that's not normal. You know, it's not normal. No one ever would say that's a normal thing for somebody to do.
You know, being in business was not normal to me. It wasn't me, you know, even though I went and got a business degree and, you know, I was making a lot of money. I had, you know, great stock options, all of that stuff. I just wasn't happy and I wasn't fulfilled. And, you know, I just thought at 30 years old, you know, you're either going to stick to this job, you know, and end up being really out of shape, you know, turning 50 and being really out of shape, you know, maybe being wealthy and driving a red sports car, but being completely unfulfilled with your life, or you're going to do what you really love. And what I really love is adventure. And, you know, running is part of that. I mean, running, I think, is the means for adventure. But if you look at the way I approach running, it's not necessarily traditional. Like when you think of a runner, you think of someone who goes to races, ran around a track. I'm just not that guy. I mean, I'm the guy who goes and runs 100 miles through the mountains, you know, through the wilderness, and runs across the Sahara Desert, you know, runs a marathon to the South Pole. So to me, it was all about adventure and doing what I really loved.
Dude, that's awesome. And, you know, the next day when you quit that job, What's the first version of Dean as like running as a profession? Because now you're right, and I want you to walk through some of the stuff that you've done in your running career. But where do you even start? Like, where do you, you know? Because I guess the mind of a runner when they're young, you know, they do track, and then maybe they want to go and. I'm not a runner, so I'm actually curious. Like, is the natural progression like to the Olympics? Like, would that be like the epitome of what a runner wants to do? And then after that, it's sponsorship and endorsement deals. Like, you're 30, you're probably well past the age of many people that have been paid to do this in some form. So, how do you even envision what running is as a business for you?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I mean, a lot of people say that there's so many lessons from, you know, sports and athletics that translate to business. But yeah. I'll also say there are lessons from business for me that translated into running career. So I thought, you know, to your point, you don't race races on the track. You're 30 years old, so you're never going to be that competitive, you know, with younger folks in you know, shorter distance races. And the race you love to do, there's no prize money. You know, you get a belt buckle if you finish, if you're lucky enough to finish, because not everyone does finish. So, you know, how do you pay the bills, right? How do you keep the lights on? So I thought, okay, well, you need to work with sponsors. So I started working with some sponsors. I started giving some keynote talks, you know, to corporations. So built up a little practice there. I've written 5 books now. So, you know, through book sales and royalties and all of that, there's some flow. And also, I was starting to get a lot of products, like, sent to me. Like, you wouldn't believe the things that show up on my doorstep. And, you know, a lot of this stuff is just garbage, honestly, but some of it's pretty interesting. So when I come across something interesting, I contact the company and say, hey, you know, one, are you looking for any potential, you know, investment, angel investment? And two, you know, would you be willing to put me on your board? And I could company. And that way, I've got probably close to a dozen companies right now that I'm working with, where I'm actually an investor, so, you know, a company, and some of them have had liquidity events, others are, you know, looking really promising. So that's another way I've kind of pieced things together.
Very smart. So normally it's like, I try and take,
I try and take like the lessons, you know, like when you talk about business, like, you know, like football coaches come up a lot because they talk about various like business concepts and coaching and how to build a team and stuff. So you've actually gone the opposite end. You took some of your business lessons, applied it to your own career. That's incredible. Now I still want to focus on some of the incredible stuff that you've done. So you start this career as a runner. You've done some absolutely like mind-boggling, I didn't even know they existed, things over your career. How do you decide what to go, like when you run across the Sahara, when you run to, you know, when you're doing these 50 marathons in 50 days, like all these different things that you've done, like all these milestones that you've achieved. And I have a list of them here, but how do you even choose what to do next? How do you decide this is the next incredible human feat that I don't even know? Are these things that people have done before, or are these things that you're just doing that just seem like insane things that nobody's ever attempted before that you just want to tackle head on? Where's your head at when you choose these?
Yeah, I mean, I just look for the most outrageous kind of adventure possible and say, can it be done? You know, I heard a guy speaking at the Boston Marathon, for instance, and he was talking about being a member of the 50 state club. And he said, you know, there's marathons in all of the 50 states. And I'm, you know, if you run a marathon in each one, you get to be a member of this club. And I asked him how long it took him to do it. And he said it took about 8.5 years. And I thought, I don't know if I'll be alive in 8 days. So it'd be impossible. Like a lot of people say, I can't even get out of bed the next morning after running one marathon. You know, how can you possibly run 50 marathons in 50 days, let alone in all of the 50 states? So all the travel involved. And I thought, it just an amazing adventure. And, you know, the only way to find out if it's possible is to try it. So that's how, you know, that one came about. I once ran 350 miles continuously, and I just thought, you know, how
without
far
sleep?
Can you go?
Without sleep?
It was 3 nights without sleep. I should qualify that. I actually, on the third night, I woke up in the middle of the road, and I kind of meandered back over the shoulder, and it happened again. I was sleep running. So people say, did you sleep? And I'm like, I mean, I didn't stop and sleep, but I kind of slept while I was running. But I just want to see.
That's incredible, man. And do you think that when you take these things on, do you think like it's more like a mindset or a physical training or a combination of both that really allows you to achieve some of this stuff?
Yeah, there's a race that I do. It's called the Western States 100. And I think there's a saying with it up pretty well. You know, you run the first 50 miles with your legs and the next 50 miles with your mind.
I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Trends. Now, looking to start a business, but you're not sure where to start? Trends can help. The Trends community tells you the next big thing months before everyone else. Sign up to Trends to get analyst-vetted business ideas and market trend reports delivered straight to your inbox weekly. Plus, you'll get instant access to online training events and an active community of over 16,000 business owners, investors, and entrepreneurs. Backed by HubSpot and The Hustle, Trends provides you with the tools to help build and grow your business. What are you waiting for? Get a 7-day trial of Trends for only $1 at trends.co/MFM.
So after this success, you've achieved milestone after milestone after milestone. So what gets you out of bed in the morning now? What gets you excited? Because now you're doing things that like you've already done the craziest shit that you could possibly ever do. You know, run to the South Pole, you run across deserts, you know, sleep run. So what gets you excited now?
More crazy shit. I mean, you know, I was saying before the interview, I just got back from a month-long trip to Australia.
Yeah.
So I ran with a group of four people 1,000 miles across Australia. I'm leaving on Friday in a couple days to go to Greece for 5 weeks to do some filming and some more racing, to run 10 marathons in 10 days at one location. And, you know, those are the short-term plans. You know, the long-term plan is to run from the lowest point on Earth to the highest point on Earth. So to run from the Dead Sea to the top of Mount Everest. And that is hopefully going to happen in 2023.
If you've had a lot of stuff pushed off, I'm assuming because of COVID, I guess. But even like, you know, even when I saw you on Instagram, this is actually a good point. This is like, again, it's about that mindset. Like, it's about like, it doesn't matter what happens to you, you're pushing through it. Because on your Instagram, when we were first thinking up about this podcast, you're doing like the most crazy hotel workouts I've ever seen. I can't even remember what they were now, but I was like, my God, that guy's dedicated. Like, I'm somebody who also likes working out when I'm on vacation and I use hotel gyms and whatnot, but I don't think I've ever gotten to the point where you were like makeshifting a gym inside your hotel room. So something to be said for that.
It was 2 weeks in that hotel room. And, you know, there's a couple of commitments I made going into it. One is that I wouldn't sit down from the moment getting out of bed. I would not sit down until I went back to sleep. So all day long I was on my feet, which is, you know, in a 350 square foot hotel room, you know, I probably covered every square molecule of space in there. I remember one day I woke up and I was looking for new challenges like every day. And one day I said, okay, today I'm going to do 500 burpees. So I did 10 sets of 50 burpees. So I did 500 burpees in one day. But you're right. I mean, that was a mental game like I think none other I've played, because, you know, occupying your time in that small of an area for 2 weeks required some creativity.
So you mentioned something, and this is sort of a common theme, like this, like even like when you're in something like a hotel quarantine, or you're just trying to run from the lowest point in the world to the highest point in the world, it's mindset. What tips do you have for getting your mind right to actually accomplish this stuff? Like, how do you actually set yourself up so that you are in the right mental state to go after these challenges?
You know, one, I think, is to have a goal, because, you know, if you don't have a goal, you're not moving in the right direction. You're moving in any random direction. So once you have formed a vision of a goal, then you can fill in the blanks. Like, how do you get there? You know, how do you achieve what you want to set out to do? And, you know, to me, it all starts with having that goal. And, you know, the back end work is largely about problem solving, because inevitably when you try to do some of these adventures that I've done, it's, you know, how do you run 50 marathons in 50 states in 50 days? There's a shitload of logistics. So, you know, how do you do the logistics? So I worked with an agency that coordinates the Olympic torch run across the US, and I had them do all the logistics because they're, you know, experts at logistics and planning. You know, how do you fund this whole thing? Well, I partnered with a company called The North Face, and, you know, we built a deck and we pitched it to other outside sponsors like Toyota sponsored it, and Nature's Path and Timex watches. So it's all about problem solving, but it starts with having this kind of, you know, this term gets thrown around a bit, a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal, and then, you know, working backwards from there, kind of reverse engineering into it.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform: accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win: efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file, or worse, your whole computer dies? I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company, and it's really affordable, under $100 a year.
If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information. But Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Today's show is brought to you by 1Password. Now listen, we all have that one friend who's constantly forgetting passwords and needing help to get into their accounts. I have a solution. It's called 1Password. 1Password is the award-winning password manager trusted by millions of users and companies like IBM and Slack to keep logins, credit cards, and other private info safe in an encrypted vault that only you can access. No more sticky notes with passwords or using the same password everywhere. I've been using 1Password for a year now, and I can't recommend it enough. It saves me time from having to reset passwords and gives me peace of mind knowing my info is secure. With convenient features like automatic password generation and login autofill, 1Password takes the hassle out of passwords. You can use it on all your devices, iOS, Android, Mac, PC. Everything syncs seamlessly. And with top-notch security audits and encryption, your data stays private. So do yourself a favor and check out 1Password today. Go to 1Password.com/Clary and get a 2-week free trial. Let 1Password remember all of your logins for you so you can remember what really matters. That's 1Password.com/Clary for 2 weeks free. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
And you do that with every, so that's such a, it's such a powerful process because you do that with something as physically grueling as this, but this could be, you know, applied to quite literally anything you want to achieve in your life. Do you apply that same mindset when you're going on like another business venture? I'm assuming if you can absolutely kill an incredible athletic endeavor, like launching a book now or writing another book seems like way less scary because you already, you know, the mindset that it's going to take to achieve that thing.
Yeah, it's 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration.
So writing
a book, yeah, it's a lot of grunt work. I mean, anyone who's written a book can attest to this. It's not glamorous work. You know, it's a lot of word crafting. It's a lot of staring at a blank page, trying to come up with a sentence structure that works. So it's a lot of just blocking and tackling that makes a good.
And what did you, and let's unpack like the most recent book that you actually put out, like a runner's high, like this is how we synced up. And this is, you know, I know that you want to talk about this a little bit. So what's the goal? Like, what's the takeaway that you wanted to deliver in this book? Cause now you've put out 5 books. So what's the main theme for this one?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to live up to the title. So, I wanted someone to get a runner's high from reading a book and seeing if that was possible. So I wanted the book to be propulsive from the very first sentence. I wanted the reader to be hooked and just be turning the pages and be engaged and be in my shoes. So I really wanted to put the reader in my shoes and vivid and lively and get someone kind of motivated and inspired. You know, there's a lot of training books on running out there. There's a lot of prescriptive books. And to me, you know, the real magic is in writing a book that motivates someone to get out there. And because we all know, hey, you know, we should be following this training program, or, you know, this is the protocol we should be, dedicating ourselves to. But getting yourself out the door is a different story. So I wanted to write a book that got people out the door, that really inspired them and just gave them the energy, like, yeah, I want to go running right now.
And how do they, so say they have the motivation and they know it's right. So let's learn from the arguably best person in the world to ask. Say you want to take up running. What are some of the things that you should actually do? What are some of the steps that if I wanted to turn this into a hobby of mine, because obviously an incredibly important thing to do to be healthy. And I am, let's use your example. Say I'm 30, say I'm 40, say I haven't done anything in the past 10 years. I feel like I'm speaking for my own. Now I'm just asking you myself. If I went for a 30-mile run, I'd have my ass handed to me. Like, I'd get my ass kicked. So what are the first steps you take?
Yeah, I always advise people to start from the ground up. So invest in a good pair of shoes. Running footwear technology has advanced so much in the past 3 years. It's amazing how much difference a good shoe could make. So visit a local running specialty store and have them fit you in a good pair of running shoes. And then I say, don't run for distance, for time. Try to run for 5 continuous minutes. And I know to any, trained runner, they're going to say, well, that's crazy. That's not even the beginning of a warm-up. But for someone who's just starting out, to run 5 minutes continuously is tough. And, the goal is to not run for 3 minutes really, really fast, then walk for 2 minutes, but to run continuously for 5 minutes. And once you can achieve that, I say try to run for 10 minutes and then try to run for 15 continuous minutes. And run for 15 continuous minutes, then you can start tracking distance. You know, a smartphone to do that, or, any of the timepieces these days, an iWatch or a Garmin or Fitbit. They do a really good job of monitoring your distance and your pace.
And when you run, let's talk about even some of the benefits, because you mentioned like a runner's high, and that, like, I guess that's a serotonin release when you're running, and that comes with a lot of activity. So what are some of the benefits potentially for your personal health and well-being? I think there's some obvious ones there, but in other aspects of your life as well, there must be some benefits to taking on a hobby like running. I'd love to hear your opinion on that.
Creativity. There's a thing, motion stirs emotion. So I do a lot of my writing while I'm running. So I just dictate into my phone and my voice recorder. And when you're running, you have some of your clearest thoughts. It's the one time where I'm just not bombarded with continual noise, be it advertisements or Twitter feeds. When I go run, I think for myself. So I do a lot of writing while I'm running. You know, the other thing is that your sleep quality improves. I think your interpersonal relationships improve as well. Running is very humbleizing.
Yeah.
You know, you it definitely puts you in your place. So it keeps you humble. It keeps you grounded. And everything else you just, you know, said about physiologically, the changes in a runner are all very positive. So, you know, there are no downsides to running. You know, people say, well, what about my back and what about my joints? But many, many studies have documented that running is actually good for these things. People are in better physical condition because of running, not worse physical condition.
And when you run, okay, so we're just to sort of summarize, you're making sure you have the right equipment. You're starting so that you can maintain some sort of continuous pace. And then the benefits psychologically, physiologically are there for sure. And I'm just curious about that point when you said you have your clearest thoughts when you're running. Do you know if there's, because I've actually experienced this before myself when I've worked out or whatnot. And I'm just curious is there a science behind why that is? Why you think clearer? Why you think better perhaps when you're doing physical activity?
There's a lot of theories around it, and I think the most recent theory that is coming to vogue is that it's something called endocannabinoids.
And really?
Cannabinoids, okay. Yeah, just how they sound. So yeah. They've taken runners and they've given them a drug that basically blocks endorphins, because they thought a runner's high was from endorphins. So these runners would go running and they'd take a drug that blocked endorphins and they'd high. And they found that we have cannabinoids that we produce that are just like cannabis, you know, like CBD. And they're in much higher levels in a runner than a layperson. So I think that has something to do with it chemically.
Interesting. So
it could be for numbing the pain.
Yeah.
You secrete these things to numb pain. Yeah.
When you run, do you feel like you have to be a competitive person to take up running?
I think that, you know, anyone who picks up my books, especially this most recent one, A Runner's High, you know, I talk a lot about me.
It's for nothing other than the joy of running.
So I certainly like to compete and I certainly do a lot of competition. We like to run just for the sake of running itself, just for play. If you can run, view running as play, you know, as adult play, if you will, mm-hmm. It takes on a whole new dimension.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting perspective for people that were at one point in their lives competitive, athletic, and they want to understand what to do to maintain their longevity, you know, their health. And I think that competing against yourself in some regard is therapeutic. It's very important to do, but I think that's something that people should take away, because I know that you speak about your ability to just be happy with your own self competition. And I think that that's something that can actually just like you mentioned before in your other aspects of your life, like that can help you compete with yourself and push yourself to be better in almost everything. Like I've only experienced it. I've never been a professional runner, but I've only experienced it through the lens of like weightlifting or sports. But if you compete against yourself and you push yourself and you be better, like apply that mindset to other parts of your life. Yeah. So I think that's a lesson that something that I think would be applicable in running for sure. And then I'm going to try and dovetail that into life is, when you hit a wall, how do you keep going? Because everybody hits that when they're running for sure, when they just feel like they can't push past. But when you push past, that's when I guess that's the point you're trying to get to, right? Pushing past that wall.
Yeah, it's funny. I've really done a lot of kind of introspection on where my head goes when I feel like I can't keep going. So, you know, that might be mile 75 during a 100-mile race, where, you know, you've run three quarters of the race, but you still have 25 miles to go. And, you know, you might sit down and think, I can't even stand up right now. How am I going to run another 25 miles? And what I found is that In those sort of circumstances, what I don't do is think about the finish anymore. I don't think about anything except the current present moment of time, the here and now. I don't reflect on the past. I just say, be the best you can be in this instant. So get up, just stand up. Start by standing up. Okay, I'm up. Okay, start moving forward. Just put one foot in front of the next. And all I focus on is take your next step to the best of your ability. Okay, take your next step to the best of your ability. I don't think I've still got 25 miles to go. I don't think, you know, in 5 miles there's another aid station. I don't reflect on the past. All I think about is take your next step to the best of your ability. And it takes some discipline to put yourself in the here and now. I mean, our minds are so active, aren't they? Even now, as we're having this conversation, you know, there are probably 1,000 things going on in the background of your head. And as well as the listeners and the viewers, you're thinking about a lot of things, but I don't think about anything except taking my next step to the best of my ability and just executing in that moment. And I've gotten through some really tough periods, both in running and in life, by just being present in the here and now.
So when you are hitting that wall, you're clear. And how do you clear your mind of everything else? How do you do, like, is it just practice? I'm curious because you're right. Every time, everything we're doing in life, business, sports, we have like a billion things going on in our life that we can't remove so easily. So how do you do that?
It really takes discipline. It takes just, when your mind starts to wander, consciously pulling your mind back to the here and now. And, you know, sometimes I can do this and get into a state of, you know, quote unquote flow. It's almost like a Zen-like state where I don't have to think about coming back to the here and now. I just am there and I can be there for 3 or 4 hours and not even have to try. Other times my mind just starts flittering off and I've got to say, come back to the here and now, come back to the present. And that's why, to me, you know, especially when running, it's just the next footstep. If I can just say, just focus on the next footstep, just the next footstep, that seems to get me back into the present moment of time. I know what I need to do, and that's cover another 25 miles. So there's no need thinking about it more and more. All there needs to be, that needs to happen, is I need to execute. And to execute, that means relentless forward progress. Just take that next step.
Amazing. Okay, man. I want to finish these off. I want to ask a couple like rapid fire just from your career, just to make sure that people know where to go. So if people want to go connect with you, if they want to go check out the new book, website, social, where should they go?
Just Google. Someone told me if you Google Dean, I'm the first person that comes up. So name, and yeah, I'm, you know, I've got a website. I'm on social media.
For real? Okay, cool. All right. So if anybody, just to make sure if anyone's listening, so Dean and then Karnes, and you'll find all of his stuff. All right. Let's go into a couple rapid fire. So out of your entire career, biggest challenge you've had in your career, what was it? How did you overcome it?
You're cutting out now. So I heard something in my career. How did you overcome it? But I didn't hear what it was.
Oh, the biggest challenge you've had in your career.
What's been the toughest ultra marathon you've ever run? And I would say raising a teenage daughter. Compared to that.
Good. Very good. And you're still overcoming it every single day. So I don't think that's, you haven't finished yet.
Traumatized for life with that one. Yeah.
Okay. One person, you have to pick one person. There's been many, but pick one person who's been impactful in your life. Who was it? And what did they teach you?
You know, I would say it was my dad. And, you know, what he taught me is that it doesn't matter how many times you get knocked down. What matters most is how many times you get back up. So he was just a very resilient guy. And he gave me that gift of endurance.
Amazing. That's a good lesson. A book or a podcast or something that you've read or checked out that you would suggest somebody else go read or listen to?
Well, I'm 100% Greek. So if you haven't read Homer, you owe it to yourself. I mean,
that's a good one. That's the first time anyone's recommended that on this show. So that's good. Very good. If you could tell your 20-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
Don't take yourself so seriously. You know, have fun. Life is a journey, and you know, enjoy the ride.
Good. And then last question, what does success mean to you?
Success means being the person that you are. And anything less than that is a sin. So being true to yourself. You know, again, I'm 100% Greek. You know, the Oracle at Delphi said, know thyself and be thyself. And if you can do both those things, you're successful.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company, and it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5 Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.